Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Bible Issues. It's a pleasure to be here with you. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi, and I'm reading from the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 12. God is speaking to Job, and God says, "Have you commanded the morning since your days began?" So God is asking that question to Job. Have you commanded the morning since your days began? Now, this particular topic called commanding your morning has been discussed in a popular book by Cindy Trim. So the basic idea in that book is that you must command your morning. What does that mean? It means, according to them, that you must wake up between 12 midnight and 3 a.m., that's 3 hours just after midnight, to pray. Why do you have to pray during that time? Because according to them, that is when the devil, the demons, are most active, just after midnight. So because they are the most active during that time, what they call the first watch of the night, that is the time that we should pray and do warfare against the devil. And if you pray during that time, your prayers will be a lot more effective than if you pray any other time. All right, so that is how the teaching goes. So essentially, commanding your morning means rising up first, going to war before the devil, so you could take control of your day, cancel out anything that the devil had planned for you that day, and then command your day, command your morning. There are a number of questions that immediately arise when you hear it explained like that. The first thing to consider is this. Why doesn't the Bible come out openly and tell us to pray between 12 a.m. and 3 a.m.? The Bible says to pray always. Why does the Bible say to pray without ceasing? Why doesn't the Bible specifically tell us to pray during this particular time? Because when the Bible says to pray always, it gives the impression that no time is any more valuable than any other time. All the time is the same. The second question to ask is, which time zone exactly are we talking about here? Because midnight is not a spiritual entity. Midnight is not a spiritual time. Midnight simply means that the sun is on the opposite side of the earth to where you are. Midnight where you are simply means it's midday somewhere else. And in fact, it's always midnight somewhere in the world. It's always between 12 a.m. and 3 a.m. somewhere in the world. So my question is, which time zone exactly is it that the demons are most active? And the final question is, what is the source of that teaching really? Where is it written in the Bible that Satan and the demons are most active at midnight? Yes, the Bible refers to Satan as the prince of darkness, but darkness in that context is just a figure of speech. So where did that teaching really come from? And if you really were to dig deeper, that kind of teaching that Satan is most active between 12 and 3 is not from the Bible. The Bible certainly does not teach that. But the real source of that teaching is in recent times, there has been a number of Satanists claiming to have been saved, and they are now coming to our churches, and they are telling us, you know, they got delivered from Satanism, and now they're following Jesus Christ. But since they're here, they would like to help us reveal to us some of the insights that they learned when they were practicing Satanism. And one of those things is that Satan is most active between 12 and 3 a.m. They also teach you that Satan has an underwater kingdom, even though the Bible clearly calls the devil the prince of the air and not the prince of water. But they're telling us that. And they would even go so far as to say Satan's headquarters are just off the coast of Sri Lanka. And there are many popular celebrities who go there to get anointed by Satan. And Satan, in return, gives them a lot of material success. So these people are coming into the church and they are claiming that this is the insights that they received. And if we Christians would take heed of these things, our prayers would be a lot more effective and our warfare would be a lot more effective. So there are two possibilities. One possibility is these people are genuinely saved and what they're saying is true. Or the other possibility is that these people were just planted by the devil in the church to distract us into fighting the wrong warfare. Now you tell me which one you think it is. Jesus just happened to give a parable that says, a man planted wheat in a field, and while men slept, the enemy came and planted tares among the wheats. So you tell me, what do you think is more likely the case? That these Satanists could teach us something about spiritual warfare, or you think that they were sent by the devil in the church to lead us astray? If a Satanist gets saved, genuinely saved, I believe that that person will be so remorseful. They will be going up to the altar for prayer every day for the next year. They will be repenting every day. They will want to pray for salvation every time they go to church. Because they will know how big their sin really was. That they would be remorseful. They will be repentant. And nothing you tell them could convince them. It will take them a long time to accept the fact that God's grace has forgiven them. Because their sin was so big. They would be in tears day and night. Yet you have these Satanists, these former Satanists in the church, arrogant and acting as though they know more about spiritual warfare than the children of God. I strongly believe that these people were planted by the devil for no good, to lead the church astray. Nevertheless, let us investigate this particular scripture. Job chapter 38 verse 12 says, have you commanded the morning? So, could we really command the morning? Are what these people saying true? That we are supposed to wake up at 12 o'clock in the night and pray for the next 3 hours commanding the morning, and that is the key to spiritual success, even though the Bible doesn't really teach us that? Is that the key? Since this program is called Bible Issues, let's look at what the scripture actually says. Now, we have to understand the way the book of Job is structured. The book of Job has 42 chapters. In the first two chapters, we see God and the devil having a conflict with each other. Have you considered my servant Job? Do you think Job serves you for nothing? And God allowed the devil to afflict Job. Then, from verse 33 to verse 37, that's 35 verses, Job complains about his problems, and then Job's friends tells him how wrong he is. And that goes on for 35 chapters. And then, in the last 5 chapters, God finally shows up at the end and starts putting everybody in their place. So he starts off with Job. And he said, Job, you were speaking so arrogantly. And he asked Job a number of questions. He said, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? That's verse 4. Verse 5 says, who determined its measurements? Do you know? Verse 6, to what were its foundations fastened? Verse 8, who shut in the sea with doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? Verse 12, have you commanded the morning since your days began? Verse 16, have you entered the springs of the sea? 17, have the gates of death been revealed to you? Or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the breadth of the earth? Tell me if you know all these things. Verse 19, where is the way to the dwelling of light and darkness? Where is its place? He is asking Job a bunch of questions because Job made a bunch of claims. And Job kind of gave the impression that he was without sin and he didn't know why all these bad things happened to him. And he came across as being very arrogant. And now God is putting Job in his place. God is saying to Job, when I created the heavens and the earth, where were you? Were you there? Did you help me to speak into the darkness and create light? Were you there when I commanded the morning? Have you commanded the morning? And notice that the scripture doesn't say command your morning. It says command the morning. It is referring to a very specific morning. And if you look at the context of what we just read, God is essentially asking Job, when I created the heavens and the earth, and when I caused the earth to spin on its axis, and when I caused the sea to only come this far and no further, were you there? Did you know anything about it? Did you help me in any way? Why are you then acting as though you are God? I am God. And he is putting Job in his place. He is letting Job know who God is. So when God asked Job, have you commanded the morning? What God is telling Job is this. Only I could command the morning. The morning refers to the beginning of time when God spoke into the darkness and created light. And he said, let there be light. And the very first morning was created by God's command. That is what the scripture means, my friend. This scripture means that God Almighty commanded the morning with his spoken word, and that is something that only he could do. God made it very clear to Job, Job, you can't do this. He asked Job rhetorical questions. Have you commanded the morning? And the answer to all of those questions is no, because you can't. You are just a man. Why is it that people nowadays think that they could command the morning? Look at what the truth of the scripture says, and look at what these people are telling you about commanding your morning, how you must wake up at 12 o'clock every night and pray because that is when Satan is the most active. Notice how far off they are from what the scripture actually teaches. Have you ever played the rumor game? It's when one person whispers a rumor into somebody's ear, and then that person whispers it into somebody else's ear, and on it goes, and by the time it comes back around in the circle, the final message is totally different from the original message. And that is how cults are formed. You take a scripture that you don't understand, and then you build on that a lack of understanding, and then you build on that ignorance, and then you build on that deception, and then you bring in a bunch of former Satanists to give you further insight, and before you know it, you are so far removed from what this Bible actually teaches that you are practically in a cult. My friends, come out of that cult that you're in. Get back to the Word of God. The only thing that has authority is the Word of God. And the only person who has authority to command the morning is God. When you command the morning, you are not being spiritual. You are not being powerful in prayer. You are just being deceived and misguided. The Bible teaches us to pray always, to pray without ceasing. There is no right time or wrong time to pray. You could pray anytime. You could pray in the morning, you could pray in the night. Let us pray how the Bible teaches us to pray, and let us stop following these fads that were invented by man and are nothing more than man-made doctrines. Let us stick to what the Word of God says. Seek and you shall find, ask and you shall receive, knock and it shall be opened unto you. God bless you.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time. Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.